Praise the Lord, my dear brothers and sisters. Greetings to you all in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to today's Bread's podcast ministries. Today's morning words for a devotion is taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 30, verses starting from 1 to 11. Book of Jeremiah, chapter 30, verses starting from 1 to 11. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Thus speaks the Lord God of Israel, saying, Write in a book for yourself all the words that I have spoken to you. For behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will bring back from captivity my people Israel and Judah, says the Lord, and I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it." Now, these are the words that the Lord spoke concerning Israel and Judah. "For thus says the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask now and see whether a man is ever in labor with child. So why do I see every man put his hands on his loins like a woman in labor, and all faces turned pale? Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it, and it is the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. For it shall come to pass in that day, says the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from your neck and will burst your bonds. Foreigners shall no more enslave them, but they shall serve the Lord their God and David their king, whom I will raise up for them. Therefore, do not fear, O my servant Jacob, says the Lord, nor be dismayed, O Israel, for behold, I will save you from afar, and your seed from the land of their captivity. Jacob shall return, have rest, and be quiet, and no one shall make him afraid. For I am with you, says the Lord, to save you, though I make a full end of all nations, where I have scattered you, yet I will not make a complete end of you. But I will correct you in justice, and will not let you go altogether unpunished." Amen. Here ends the Bible reading. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, you and I are the inheritance of Jacob, the Israel. God loves us. God loves his children. When God is also warning this entire nation, when the warning call is coming from the Lord regarding the destruction, the signs and wonders across the globe, the Lord God Almighty is concerned about his people who serves him in truth and spirit, who diligently seeks his face and who waits upon him, who is dependent upon him, and who loves him. So the Lord is concerned about Jacob. The Lord is speaking about the calamity. The Lord says about the destruction that is about to befall. But Jacob shall be saved. You shall be saved. But the Lord is also telling you that the sins of yours should have few reflections in your life. The Lord says that you will not go completely unpunished, but I will punish you, but I will also heal you. For he is the Lord who wounds us and who binds our wounds. Amen. Hallelujah. For the days are coming. Behold, the days of the Lord is coming. So the Lord is going to bring back his people from the captivity, from the enslavement, and they shall be serving the Lord God Almighty with freedom and with liberty in the spirit. People shall never be enslaved, and the Lord is going to break the bondage of servitude, and He is making them to worship Him with all authority, with gladness, with joy, with merrymaking, with the sounds of trumpet, with the sound of tambourine. The Lord is making them to worship Him in truth and spirit, with a loud voice. Hallelujah. Yes. The Lord says that for it shall come to pass in that day that I will break His yoke from your neck and will burst your bonds. Hallelujah. Foreigners shall no more enslave them. You will not be enslaved. Whatever things that you are going through, many depressions, agony, that's pain in your heart, but the Lord says that I will deliver you. There will be deliverance that I am going to command in your life. Amen. And verse 10, the Lord says, O my servant Jacob, do not fear, not be dismayed, O Israel, for behold, I will save you from afar, and your seed from the land of their captivity. Jacob shall return, have rest, and be quiet, and no one shall make him afraid. See how beautifully the Lord speaks. Each and every word of the Lord is so comforting and is encouraging. The Lord says, Jacob shall be returned. Jacob shall return, have rest, and be quiet. How concerned the Lord is. Like a father to his son and daughter, the Lord speaks that you will return. And He's not stopping with that. He says, you will return and you will have rest and be quiet. Because in those days of a captivity, during the days of a captivity, you have been enslaved, and every day you have been forced to work. You have been forced. You have been toiling regardless. So the Lord wants to give you rest and is going to make you quiet. Your heart had been beating so vehemently. Your thoughts, you were so curious about your life, so anxious about it. You didn't know where you're going through. You were restless. So the Lord says that I will give you rest. And you were disturbed, and the Lord says, I will make you quiet. Hallelujah. See how much the Lord is concerned about our thoughts, about our feelings. The Lord is concerned even more. I will make you quiet, and no one shall make him afraid. Hallelujah. The people who are in bondage, they have been terrified. They tremble to their master, they tremble to the ruler who enslaved them. Every day they will not be able to sleep properly. They wouldn't have that peace at heart, for they will be concerned about, will they be alive the next day? They're afraid. They have that fear in their heart. What will they do for the next day? Will their family be alright? Will their health be alright? Will they be given food or not? How are they going to roll? How are they going to roll each day? Will that be fine for them? So their heart has been continually pumping, and they have that feeling of insecurity at the deepest of the heart. So the Lord says that He's going to make them rest. He's going to give them a gift of sound sleep, make them quiet, hallelujah, and make them to have rest. Yeah, and He's not going to make them afraid. He's not going to let anyone to make Israel afraid. Amen. The Lord says, though I make a complete end, though I make complete end of all nations where I have scattered you, yet I will not make a complete end of you. Though the Lord is clearing off all the nations, though the Lord destroys all the nations from where the Lord had scattered them, but the Lord is not gonna destroy Jacob. He is going to be with him forever. Amen. But also the Lord says, I will not make a complete end of you. I will not make a complete end of you, but still you must be punished. Because of your wrongdoings, you should be punished. I'm not going to completely make you free, but what I'm going to do is, I will correct you in justice. I will correct you in justice and will not let you go altogether unpunished. Because our God is a God of justice. He will be answerable to others. The far cry of those who are suffering, the Lord has to answer them. So our God is practicing righteousness and justice even to His people. Amen. So what the Lord says is, but I will correct you in justice. I will correct you in justice. Hallelujah. I will correct you in justice and will not let you go altogether unpunished. But I will also punish you, and I'm not going to let you altogether completely free. With a little punishment, you will be made all right. Amen. With a little correction, you will be made all right. That will be helpful for your future. And you will have that fear in your heart. For I will make you to suffer, but also I will heal you. I will give you the pain, and I will correct you. And that will be of a greater gain when you serve me. In my presence, you will be relieved, and my grace is sufficient for you. Hallelujah. In your weakness, you will have my grace. And in your weakness, when you call upon me, I will answer you and will come to you like a fast flying bird. Hallelujah. Amen. Our God is a gracious God. We cannot imagine about the depth of His love. His love is immeasurable. His love is unfathomable. Hallelujah. Our God is a great God. Our God is a great God. He is the one who pardons our iniquities. He is the one who pardons our iniquities and our transgressions. But He shall not let us all go unpunished. But with little punishment, He will correct us. He will correct us. If that is for our betterment, then the Lord will do it for us. But for which we have to completely surrender our lives in His mighty hands. All those who have been corrected by the Lord are blessed. Amen. Blessed are those who have been corrected by the Lord, who have been chastised by the Lord. For the chastisement is good. It's good for our soul's well-being. It's good for our life, that we shall live with Him. We shall endure hardships. Hallelujah. For narrow is the path to heaven, So the Lord knows how He should lead us to take us to the place where He lives. Amen. Let us completely surrender our lives into the hands of the Lord, who is giving you a word that He will break your bondage and He will make you to worship Him in truth and spirit with all freedom. Amen. You will feel in your heart and you will thank God day by day. By each beat of your heart, you will be thanking God and praising Him and glorifying His holy name. For He's calling you Jacob, Israel, Jacob. And the Lord is going to break your yoke from the neck. The Lord is going to completely deliver you. You are no more slaves. All the sins, sinful practices that have been enslaving you, the Lord is going to give you a deliverance. Believe in Him. Call upon His name and the Lord is going to break that slavery. That slavery of sin that is troubling you. The slavery of evil thoughts that is disturbing your mind. The Lord is going to deliver you completely. He is going to make you to serve and worship Him with a free heart, with a free mind, with liberty, with happiness and joy. Amen. For the Lord is going to make Jacob to return, to have rest and to be quiet, and is not going to let anybody to make him afraid. Yes, you believe in all these words, and the Lord will do great things in your life. You will see a change within you. For when you completely surrender and you submit yourself to the Lord and say, Lord, take me and lead me. Lord, take me and lead me, for my future is in your hands. I thank for today and also for tomorrow. My future is in your hands, Lord. Lord, deliver me from all my slavery. Hallelujah. The sin that is binding me, Lord, break it. Unleash it, Lord. Lord, break and deliver me from all the bondages of sin. And make me clutch free. Hallelujah. The Lord will come to you. He will deliver you. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you safe and sound. God bless.